Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On the first day of spring, with spring officially arriving at 4:58 this afternoon, lots of sunshine today. Should be a good one with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We've got the full supermoon tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, more sun. Another nice day. High in the upper 60s to maybe teasing 70. Friday's high around 71. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Great weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Spring breakers will love that. The pollen count still in the very high range through the end of the week and probably into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A recent police checkpoint in Covington County led to the arrests of 37 minors who were in possession of alcohol. Covington County law enforcement say spring break is a busy time and that this should serve as a warning to others. Republican State Senator Jim McClendon announced a new lottery proposal Tuesday. He presented two bills in the Senate. One would repeal the line in the Alabama Constitution that prohibits a lottery. The other would address passing the lottery into law. And Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren made a campaign stop in Selma Tuesday. During her visit, Warren talked about the need for federal funding to redevelop public housing, combat voter suppression, and why she wants to abolish the Electoral College. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The petrochemical storage plant continues to burn after a fire erupted on Sunday.
Newly released search warrants and documents about Michael Cohen.
It's not good news for the president that every single mention of the campaign finance investigation is blacked out.
A federal jury in San Francisco found the weed killer Roundup was a substantial factor in causing a man's cancer.
Who leaked explicit photos that billionaire Jeff Bezos sent his mistress Lauren Sanchez? The National Enquirer paid $200,000 to Sanchez's brother. brother Michael, who then sold Bezos' secrets.
A Florida prosecutor confirmed New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been offered a plea deal.
The president taking aim at Kellyanne Conway's husband, calling George Conway a total loser. It comes after he questioned the president's mental fitness for office.
The FDA could approve the first postpartum depression drug.
This is just an enormous step forward for women's health.
Here we go. The road to the Final Four starts here.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing with a Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, including Wayne, because I know which Wayne this is, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What is in that gift basket? $60 worth of things you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Folks, you know, the weather can be kind of bad this time of the year. Be bad all the way through the summer. You have hurricane, all sorts of stuff out here. And what you need to consider is getting a backup generator for Mr. Electric. Dan Black and the team at Mr. Electric would be delighted to come out and look at your house, talk to you about what type of coverage you would like to have from a backup generator, and then they can price it for you. They've got $250 off, $250 off, if you tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Now, they can do pricing for you. They can do loans on it. They can get it installed fairly quickly for you. So get ready to copy this telephone number because you need to have it in your phone no matter what. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Danielle will answer the phone. Let's go to Wayne S. Wayne, how are you, my friend?
I'm well. Good afternoon, fellas. Hope you are, too.
I am doing extremely well. I wish I was out in the weather right now.
I'm in some great need of some clarification, great clarifier.
Yes.
Okay, so Elizabeth Warren says there needs to be a constitutional amendment to end, if I heard her correctly, voter suppression. What exactly is she defining as voter suppression? I see people stopping people from walking into voting precincts, but nobody's doing that. Well, what is she talking about?
In a Democrat's mind, if you ask them for an ID, you're suppressing a vote.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, that's it. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, and the fact that you have to drive to a poll versus voting online.
The fact that you can't do same-day registration, you can't vote early.
All of those type of things.
Okay. Broad definition, then.
Oh, yeah. And they want it that way.
Yeah, obviously. And the the people were applauding it, too. It's interesting. Oh, well, hey, you have clarified very clearly. And I need to get in that drawing, please, sir.
Okay, give him month and day of birth for Joey.
626.
Gotcha.
Well, you're in, baby.
Hey, thanks. Good to talk with you guys.
Good talking to you, my friend. Oh, wow, we got so much stuff we didn't get to, but we can pull some of this over. Let's pull in the Dems political update here. Joe is raising money.
Former Vice President Joe Biden could be on the brink of announcing a run for the White House. CBS News has learned he started to tell potential donors about his plans. Early polling shows Biden is at the top of an already crowded field of 14 candidates running for the 2020 Democratic nomination. Ed O'Keefe is in Washington with what Biden may be worried about.
After nearly accidentally announcing his plans in a weekend speech, several people familiar with the former vice president's plans tell CBS News that Joe Biden has started phoning potential donors this week who could help him raise millions of dollars fast. Part of Biden's challenge is that unlike Bernie Sanders, Beto O'Rourke, or Kamala Harris, he he's never really had a vast national network of supporters willing to donate money online. So it's unclear if he'll be able to raise big money on day one. The number to beat is $6.1 million. That's how much O'Rourke raised on his first day as a candidate last week. Sanders raised about $5.9 million on his first day. And as Biden starts phoning donors, top aides are starting to interview potential staffers, and all signs still point to an announcement at some point in mid-April.
Okay, so an announcement in mid-April. He's on the phone. He's telling people he's going to run. He's trying to get them to pony up some money. And so he can have a bigger number than everybody else. So does he have a number that's in that ballpark, in that 596163, and barely beats it like Beto did? Or does he have to, since he is so up there in the polls, does he have to have a really big number?
I think he could bring in 10.
I'm not sure. Here, I'll be honest with you. He doesn't, I don't think he's got the mechanism to do it like Bernie. And I think all he's going to do is the old-fashioned way, where you go get a person and say, would you donate, and would you find 20 other people that will donate the max? And that's the way he's going to have to do it. Because he didn't have, I mean, he's not internet friendly. He hadn't been stacking all this stuff up for people.
He probably needs to go the bundler route.
Right.
And just find a bunch of people with big money and do the max, like you just said. And he could probably get a good number. You would think a former vice president under an administration that was popular with Democrats would be able to pull in some money.
Yeah, and it's not going to be that $25, $30, $40 thing is going to be bigger bucks. So now we're going to get to the Electoral College issue and the Democrats' update. Listen to this.
We saw Senator Kamala Harris, the latest Democratic hopeful, to say she's open to abolishing the Electoral College. But as you know, that would require a constitutional amendment, tough to pass, a supermajority of three-quarters of the states, as well as a House and Senate vote. So why are they pushing for this?
Well, because in some states, they're actually already seriously talking about this. 12 states and the District of Columbia, totaling 181 electoral votes, already have laws that would award electors based on the national popular vote instead of the statewide vote. But those laws would only take effect once other states join in and they reach a total of at least 270 electoral votes, the number needed to win the White House. More than a dozen other states are debating this issue this year. Republicans, though, including the president, say this is a bad idea because they believe it would lead presidential candidates to ignore smaller and rural states. We'll see.
So we're going to get down a little bit deeper into that. This is where states are basically saying, look, regardless of what the state does, if state goes for Trump, but the national vote goes for, you know, the person he's running against, then their electoral votes will go to the person who won the national vote. That is one of the craziest things I think I've ever heard in my life. But they're all talking about this electoral banning, get rid of the Electoral College, which would have to be a constitutional amendment. And it's so funny, the Democrats, like, one person says it, then the other people start saying it. They just, it's all follow the leader. And how they're going to backtrack all this, I'm not quite sure. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. We're going to get back into the Electoral College stuff in just a second. Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing real good. You know, I just can't take this Electoral College talk, changing it, with much seriousness. Because of the constitutional amendment portion that would require. And I can't see, what is it, three-quarters of the states?
Right, three-quarters of the states passing it by their House and Senate.
Right. I mean, I can't see those states, that many states, any even, basically shooting themselves in the head.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you on that at all. My problem is how these things are getting out in the blogosphere and out in the public domain, and it gets this stuff, well, why aren't we doing that type thing? And it's questioning people being elected president, and so therefore questioning their administration.
Sure.
That's what the point is. It's discrediting is what it is.
Yes. I see that. That's true. Yes. And they've tried to discredit Trump over that, you know, popular vote issue already. But now, one thing I kind of, I guess, maybe should be concerned about is this concept of packing the court. I thought that the last time that was tried was FDR.
It was.
And he had something like, I don't know, was it 15 Supreme Court justices?
I believe that's right.
And it seems to me like maybe some laws were written to rein that in. I don't know. Can you tell me about that? Do you know?
Well, my problem is what they're doing is they're basically questioning the credibility of the court and saying it's too far one way. And all the Democrats are getting in on this because they're seeing the possibility, the likely high possibility, of Trump being able to nominate one other person here.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's driving them crazy. They're trying to make it where it's too important of a decision. You can't do this because it's not the way the court's been for 100 years.
Well, and in truth, you know, in all actuality, they have dominated the court system for 40 and 50 years.
Absolutely. You know, let me tell you, the Hugo Black era, that was it. That's where it all started falling apart.
Right. So, you know, the idea that it just basically is now coming back to some semblance of reason probably shouldn't surprise anybody. But it is surprising and shocking to the left in this country because their whole basis of being able to do anything is through court decisions, Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, legislatively, can they even get one of their crazy ideas passed? I don't think so.
No.
They got Obamacare passed by the skin of their teeth, and now it's being found to be unconstitutional, which it should have been to begin with. But, boy, the rest of their agenda is even crazier than that ever was. So, I don't know, man. They are really reaching when they start talking about packing the Supreme Court. I hope that they can't do that.
So. I hope so, too. But, again, what's going to happen is elections are going to have consequences. And if they get the White House and you don't have the ability to veto something and you get a shakeup in the Senate, I could see them going to a nuclear option and getting something like that done.
Tell me, if you got just one more minute here.
Sure.
What state, if any, look like they might be able to be picked off by Republicans either in as Senate or for the president that did not vote so last go around?
That did not vote any, Trump last go around?
Right. Are there any states that did not vote for Trump last time that may look like they, you know, would be a pickup for Trump?
Not that I can think of right now. I mean, the pickup for Trump is going to be Alabama. It's going to be one of them.
Well, in the Senate, yeah, for the Senate seat there. But I guess I'm more talking about the presidential race than two. Is there any state that didn't go for Trump that might? Colorado, maybe? I don't know. New Mexico?
A state that didn't go for Trump that would elect a Republican senator, or a state that didn't go
that
for Trump
elect,
that would go?
Would go for Trump.
Would go for Trump. Let me tell you something. If this follows the line of the 1984 election, and they or the 84 or 72, if they get a stark, crazy liberal socialist up there, yeah. I think you could have several states that didn't go for Trump last time that would go for Trump.
I think so, too. And the key to that, then, is if it looks like on the East Coast it's building a wave, by the time it gets to the West Coast, there's going to be a depression in the votes for the Democrats. So it sort of has a tendency to depress the Democratic vote as it moves forward across the country. Is that right?
What they do is they don't, they don't announce New York until way into the night, and where so it doesn't. They do that so you don't have the effect that Ronald Reagan did, where they call Reagan and all the states early, and it was just a landslide from that point on. And there was a definite drop-off in the Carter vote in 1980.
So they don't do that anymore.
They do not do that anymore.
Okay, I got you. All right, Brother Dan and Brother Joey, y'all have a good one. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Time. The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Meet Bob, average everyday type guy. Just like anyone else, Bob loves his new smart home.
Hello, Bob.
But lately, Bob's been having some issues with the electricity in his home, handling all his new smart devices.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob.
Luckily, Bob knows he can call Mr. Electric for electrical repairs, upgrades, and installations. Plus, with Mr. Electric, you get a home safety checkup free with every call. So you can make sure that your electrical system is keeping up with all those cool gadgets. Visit us at Mr. Electric of Montgomery or give us a call today. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Kika with Boost Mobile. We've been advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. We've gotten great results. Our business has increased, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This is where we are. Let's go to that Electoral College expert that was on Fox and Friends. Let's play this first clip here.
We might want to take a look at the whole Electoral College
in which case is seating a man for president who did not get the most votes.
You had an election in 2016 where the loser got 3 million more votes than the victor. So I think there's a lot of wisdom in that.
Get rid of the Electoral College.
Growing number of 2020 hopefuls, you just heard, now taking aim at the actual process of electing the president and calling to abolish the Electoral College.
We've got an Electoral College expert. Tara Ross is here to explain what the Electoral College really is, and she joins us today from Dallas. Our founders did not want the president picked by a popular vote. Why?
Absolutely not. The small states were terrified that they would be run over by the large state delegates if anything like that were to happen. There are so many memorable quotes of small state delegates sitting on the floor of the Constitutional Convention thundering at the large state delegates next to them, "We do not trust you. If we give you the power, the abuse of it could not be checked, and you would exercise it to our destruction." Mm-hmm. The small states were very scared. And so, of course, we ended up with this compromise, a constitution that blends many kinds of principles together so that we can balance power between the large and the small states.
And it's designed to say, okay, the South didn't put the president in, the North didn't put the president in. No. You need coalitions to put the president in, coalition of states.
Right. Exactly. You hear today that it's just about slavery and the southern slave-owning states wanted to have an electoral college. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you look at the discussions, it was large versus small. Some of the large were northern states, some of the large were southern states, and vice versa. It was about the size of the states. It was not about slavery at all. It was about, let's have a presidential candidate who addresses the needs of the whole country.
And that is absolutely true, folks. And that somebody said that on the air one time a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
about that.
And I was about to say, if you look back to the founding period, Virginia, the slave-owning state of Virginia, was probably the most powerful state in the Union at that time.
Certainly more presidents came from that state in the early days than any other place.
Right. That's a weird thing for them to say.
Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Barr Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
We're good.
Hey, guys, don't fall for it. This is the way the Democrats divert from everything, and they start talking about all this wild, crazy stuff, ripping babies apart, this, that, the other, just anything that they can get your attention with. You know why?
What?
Trump told us why. Because Trump said we were going to probably get tired of winning, which none of us ever got tired of winning. But the Democrats are going to lose, and lose big time. And I think this theory that I have kind of fits into this, but I want to see a little bit more about Biden and see if what you was talking about, his mechanisms, because if he doesn't have the mechanisms, my theory will kind of fit a little more. But my theory is that they had everything the Democrats had running on Michelle Maidel. And I think this is going to be linked to the information that's going to come out on the administration of Obama. And I think that they have, like I said, this is all just my theories. I have no facts to back this up. So I think the Democrats was told that that's a dead deal. That sent them into the mad pandering that they're doing now with all these different candidates and everybody running for the hills to try to rescatter to get it together because Michelle Obama will not be available to run in the presidential election. That's my own theory on that matter. What do you think about that, man?
Okay, well, you kind of gave me a lot there. Nobody said that Michelle Obama is going to run for president.
Well, there was a lot of speculation. That's why I say this is purely speculation on my behalf. I have no proof to back this up, but immediately after Trump's first year, there was a lot of speculation that Michelle may have been considering a run.
You know, what happens is people will speculate on something, and they're speculating on something that they want to have happen, not that they
right.
have heard anything. That's kind of a standard in the political world.
Now, with Biden, what I mean with him is because he don't have a mechanism, if he does not have a mechanism to campaign, then that tells me that Biden's getting in and making a decision here really close to coming in or not, that he wasn't here and planning this out. So that even raises my suspicions more. Something's going on in the Democrat Party that's why we're seeing what we're seeing, and we're seeing the outrageous speeches coming out of their mouth. Because they know they're in trouble. And I don't know when this drop's coming out. I wish it would come over. I think this is going to tell most of the story.
Here's the way I see it. I think that the Democrats have taken a hard shift to the left for a lot of different reasons. One is that Hillary Clinton lost, and Bernie Sanders is still standing. And people are modeling themselves after the Bernie Sanders deal. And then you had from that the rise of the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez types in the Beto O'Rourke's of this world, and Elizabeth Warren, who says she's not a socialist, but she is a socialist. And they're saying those things because it's talking to their base, and they're trying to vie for the nomination, and they need to get the base of progressive going.
Oh, yeah, I understand that, but what I don't understand, how did these people wake up yesterday and think they can talk about ripping babies apart after they're born out of a woman and run for any government office? That tells me these people already know they lost.
No, again, what they're doing is their base likes that. The base is so fervent for abortion, and abortion at any cost, and abortion at any time. That is their base. The problem is when they get the nomination, how are they going to get rid of all the old footage of the things that they've said?
Yeah, but their base shifted when it came out about the announcements out of New York with their, the things they did down there. That abortion base shifted. They say that a lot of them moved more to the center.
Well, but you're talking about people that are pro-abortion, that were for choice, and then they shifted when they started talking about third trimester abortions.
Correctly, strictly, pretty much so in a Democrat base.
No. You're confusing. You can go in and talk to a moderate and ask the abortion question: should abortions be available? And you're going to get them to say yes. Then, when you add in their third trimester, then you get a no.
Right.
But that's
right.
Not a Democrat base. Democrat base is the far left side. Rodney, I got to go. Joey's telling me signal departure. Going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Federal Reserve says it won't increase a key interest rate and doesn't plan any rate hikes this year. The move comes in response to slowdowns in the U.S. and global economies. President Trump today saying he's not concerned about what might be in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
There was no collusion, there was no obstruction, there was no nothing.
Mueller's been investigating Russian election meddling and potential links to the Trump campaign. Attorney General William Barr will determine how much, if any, of Mueller's final report will be made public. Deadly flooding continues in the Midwest with towns and roads buried by water in Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. Residents in Craig, Missouri, among many in the region, ordered to evacuate their towns.
Heartbreaking to leave your home and everything you've got because you don't know if you'll go back to it or not.
The flooding is blamed on at least three deaths. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On the first day of spring, with spring officially arriving at 4:58 this afternoon, lots of sunshine today. Should be a good one with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We've got the full supermoon tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, more sun. Another nice day. High in the upper 60s to maybe teasing 70. Friday's high around 71. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Great weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Spring breakers will love that. The pollen count still in the very high range through the end of the week and probably into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. 84 to send me a picture of the blue sky. Cannot wait to get out in it. Yep, heading to Costco, pick up some goodies, then home. Gonna get that TV outside to watch some March Madness and news. Having my neti pot right next to me.
Yeah, good idea. With a pollen count out there.
Man, it's sky high. I mean, it's where we were last year at the end of April. When you had all the flowers that bloomed and everything, it's off the charts. Let's continue on with this Electoral College and the state compact that you heard in the other report.
Tara, what do you make of, there are some big blue states like Illinois, New York, most of New England, where they're signing onto a pact that would award their electoral votes to whomever wins the popular vote. So at the end of the night, when they figure out who's got the most popular votes, Illinois will give them to the winner of that. What do you make of that suggestion?
It's crazy. And Illinois has to do that, by the way, even if the candidate did not appear on Illinois' ballot at all. They would agree that the will of the nation trumps what Illinois voters say. Now, 12 states plus D.C. have signed on to this compact. Mm-hmm. That's 181 electors. There are two other states, New Mexico and Delaware, that have, it has legislative approval there, but the governors have not yet signed. That would be 189 electors on board. They need 270 to put their compact into effect.
Wow. So far, it's not going to be valid unless they get more states on board. And the crazy thing is, some of those states are purple. You know, so obviously we know where Massachusetts is going, but the purple states, maybe New Mexico's in play, and maybe New Hampshire's certainly in play. They would all of a sudden just say, okay, the popular vote went one way. But what if the popular vote in New Hampshire went for one candidate and they weren't en route to win the popular vote? The electorates, with the electoral delegates, would just go the other direction?
So for any state that has signed this compact, they have to do what the nation said. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the state said. The state could go 100% for the other candidate, and they would still have to vote for the will of the nation, not for the will of the state.
Wouldn't that make you mad if something place like Alabama did that?
Yes.
That would be... These people are insane. If you look at the states, I mean, it's the Illinois and New Yorks and places like that. It just really is crazy. And as part of this super liberal, progressive Democrat governors that we've boiled down to, used to have a majority of states that were Democrat governors, but then the ones that are left out there are just full-tilt bozo progressive. Look at New York as a classic example. This is a interesting subject I want us to hit, and that is censorship versus protection. Now, you guys have heard about the anti-vaccination crowd that are out there, and there's a lot of things that are out on the internet that are not true. And the question is, do you censor those people so you're protecting individuals, or do they have a right for free speech? Let's listen in.
Doctors are questioning whether big tech companies like Amazon, Facebook, and Google share the blame for an alarming rise in unvaccinated kids. The percentage of young children who have not received any vaccinations has quadrupled since 2001. Now, this coincides with hundreds of cases of measles reported here in this country. Public health experts worry that parents are opting out of vaccines after finding faulty science online. Tony DeCopel shows us the steps that tech companies say they're taking to fight misinformation. Guess what? Tony DeCopel joins us at the table.
I want to be completely clear about something, and that's this. Every major medical body and federal office agrees vaccines are safe and effective, full stop. But that's often not the message you get if you're a parent poking around online. Amazon, Facebook, and Google now all seem to be trying to fix that, but it raises a question. Where is the line between protecting a community and censoring it?
In my view, everything in science can be questioned.
This dish full of disease-producing...
The Greater Good is a documentary challenging the scientific consensus that vaccines are safe. And while it includes some mainstream scientists...
Is there an epidemic of autism? I think the answer to that question is probably no.
It's one of at least five films that Amazon apparently pulled from its popular streaming video service after being contacted by Congressman Adam Schiff.
They did take steps to de-emphasize the misinformation.
It made them harder to find and harder to get.
Yes, and you know, maybe that's the right balance.
Okay, so they're making them harder to get. Is that a form of censorship? And they're doing it out of protection? You know, this is where these platforms out here and the town square concept that's in the Federalist Papers really starts kind of moving at odds here. So let's continue on. Free speech, is this free speech about anti-vaccine content?
Amazon declined to comment or even confirm the move, but it came hours after Schiff sent an open letter calling on the company to stop surfacing and recommending content that discourages parents from vaccinating their children.
What makes you comfortable having these tech companies decide what should rise and what should be suppressed?
Well,
it's a big responsibility.
You know, it is. I can't say that I am all that comfortable with that idea, but I think here where you're talking about an immediate threat to public health, where you're talking about a very strong scientific consensus, I think that cuts in favor of the exercise of social responsibility.
We're slipping ever closer to tyranny, and these tech giants are the ones who are really driving the bus.
Leslie Manoukian, a producer behind The Greater Good, says the film had been viewed more than 10 million times, mostly online, where she claims companies have now adjusted their algorithms to reduce the movie's visibility.
We have not heard a word from Amazon. We've never heard a word from Facebook, never heard a word from YouTube, never heard a word from Google or any of these giant tech companies who are systematically censoring us.
The American Academy of Pediatrics sent letters to some of the largest tech companies asking Silicon Valley to confront what it calls the spread of vaccine misinformation online.
It's about best interest.
Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson is a pediatrician and spokesperson for the AAP. She says misinformation is crowding out real science on vaccines, endangering public health.
This feels like a watershed moment. This feels like a time where everybody's raising their hands and saying, wait a second, it matters what information is served up to me, and I want to understand it more.
Okay. So, public responsibility or it's free speech that's out there. You're going to hear her say something here in this next clip that is going to be something to discuss.
Facebook has pledged to reduce the ranking of pages that spread misinformation about vaccines. Google says it's reducing recommendations of content that can misinform users in harmful ways. And Pinterest stops serving results for searches related to vaccines.
I don't think it's the government's role to say, you can't publish this content. There is a First Amendment right to say whatever you will.
But then why try to discourage tech companies from offering this free speech?
Because we are forced to deal with the problem it creates, and that is public health crises, because other people suffer as a result.
Where's the line between your free speech rights and public health overall?
Well, listen, if I want to say that climbing to the top of a mountain causes cancer, that should be my right. It's lunacy to say that I shouldn't be able to say that.
What do you think?
Well, I think we keep intermingling two different things. The freedom of speech is to keep the government from censoring. Now, there might be an interesting discussion of how much pressure, directly or indirectly, officially or unofficially, is the government putting on these big companies to censor or do certain things, or else the big threat of more regulation and legislation comes down. I think that's an interesting topic. Is the government sort of in a nefarious and shadowy way, you know, trying to influence what these companies are doing? I think it's possible. But in general, I would say freedom of speech has to do with the government and what the government can censor and say you don't want to publish. If it's up to these private companies, they can host, in my opinion, whatever movie they like on their. If Amazon doesn't want to have a certain movie in a prominent place, I think that's their right. If Netflix doesn't want to have certain content, it's their right. To a degree, YouTube as well. It also comes down to their general rules, but I don't know. The idea that companies have to have certain content because of freedom of speech, I think, is nonsense. There's
certainly,
always...
Certainly it's not getting to the First Amendment.
Right. There's always discretion. Like, we have discretion on what we put on our airwaves, and certain hosts might put certain things out there compared to other hosts, and that's up to the host's discretion, and then the business's discretion.
Do you think that they cross the line when the government says you need to take down certain things?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Unless it is an absolute, based on already existing free speech laws that are in common law, British common law history. So the idea of, you know, you can't make a violent threat towards people, and these sort of things are already well established.
Well, and when she said, I should have the right to say that climbing mountains cause cancer.
Right.
She does have the right to say that.
She does.
The question is where she says it. And again, we're bound to the public square. If there is a public square, she can go and say that.
Well, she has every right to say that, but if, say, she called up Dan Morris. Can I say that on your show? No.
No. Or she says that and I say you're wrong.
Right.
And we get into a big argument, which is we've done before.
And one thing I worry, I was telling you off air, there's a fascinating, and I thank Netflix for putting it out there, and I need to look at the producers, a documentary on flat earth types. And a big point in the documentary, and this is from mainstream scientists who think the Earth is round, it's a globe, we have all the evidence. They said the scientific community has done a very poor job of actually talking to people in the flat Earth community or just regular lay people out there that don't necessarily remember their science from grade school. And instead of sneering at people, trying to shut people up, call people names and whatnot, why don't you actually have discussions with people about what the science is? Because the more you sort of demonize people, it just makes, say, flat earthers, in this case, dig their heels in. I think the same could happen with anti-vaxxers in the sense that the more big tech companies try to control things, the more the government puts pressure. It just makes those people think, oh, look at them trying to control us and the flow of information. It makes them dig their heels in more. And that information will show up in other places online. I think no matter what Google and big tech does, you can find things online. There's always a rebellious culture online.
And landing pages are very easy to build.
Yes.
Let's go to the last portion of this story, and it's going to be the wrap-up discussion.
Of course, the question is, should it be on Amazon? It's not just films, by the way. Amazon has apparently also removed several books related to vaccines. In a statement to CBS, the company says it is mindful of a global history fraught with book censorship, and it does not take these moves lightly.
Leslie's right. She has the right to say what she believes. The question is whether there's a corporate responsibility by big tech companies, Amazon, Facebook, and Google, to allow, give her a megaphone to publish what is right. Unfactual information.
Well, we can go outside and say what we want, but is the digital public square right. Now controlled by these big tech companies? Should we also have a right?
ride to that digital public square? That's a question, too.
And this is a problem we're seeing around the world. You know, Russian trolls and bots are being accused of spreading misinformation about vaccines as well. And many European governments are dealing with this very issue just like we are right
now. It's a big milestone for tech companies because they've had policies on nudity, on harassment, on violence. Now a policy emerges on truthfulness.
Yeah, yes. But you make a good point that there is foreign influence behind the spreading of a lot of this misinformation.
We're used to, unfortunately, at this point.
Got that little dig in there.
And there's a subtext around a lot of these arguments, Dan, that I really don't like. It's the assumption that most of the, and maybe it's true.
The digital square,
but maybe this assumption is true. I don't like to think it is, though, that people are too stupid, too lazy, too easily influenced by advertising and other things that they see that corporate, you know, responsible corporate actors and the intelligent people in the room need to tell these stupid people what's what. And part of me really thinks if that's actually true, that assumption, then we have a much bigger problem than what the tech companies are doing. Bigger than the digital public square, it's a problem for the future of our culture and our civilization. If people are, in fact, that stupid and being led around by the nose, then we have a much bigger issue.
Well, I think if the kid that didn't get vaccinated, that vaccinated himself once he got 18, that was from a mother who was believing what she wanted to believe.
Right.
And so that does get to stupid sometimes in my book. But the other part of this thing is, what if somebody gets hurt from listening to information that is not correct? What is the liability of the company of that for posting something that was not like correct? Because as far as you and I are both in total sync of, I do not want the government regulating speech.
Well,
I do not under any circumstance.
Absolutely, but you know where I come down on? As much freedom as possible, more than I think the general public usually wants, but along with that freedom, where does the fault lie? Comes down to personal responsibility.
Yep, and that's when the lawsuit comes in, and that's when things start changing. News Talk 93.1, final segment, coming up right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all. 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, we got one more segment we want to do here and get this information to you. Christian Adams, who has been on the show, former DOJ attorney, and he is the one that on the show talked about how the holdovers are really hurting, and the Obama and the Clinton administration put those in there, and that's what's really driving the DOJ and some of the FBI. But also he's going to put that down to State Department, and I'm here to say he's absolutely right, but let's listen in.
One lawmaker now claiming he has the proof of a plot to take down President Trump from inside the government.
Additional information that is coming out that will show not only was there no collusion, but there was a coordinated effort to take this president down. We talk about the deep state. There are players now, even ambassadors that are sitting ambassadors that were involved in part of this with the FBI and DOJ.
Former DOJ attorney J. Christian Adams joins us now to weigh in. So, Christian, does Mark Meadows is describing somebody? You don't have the name yet, but you know the State Department. Do you think the State Department played a role in this?
Well, Brian, it's important to understand something, that a lot of these ambassadors are either Obama leftovers or they come from something called the Foreign Service. This is the swampiest part of the swamp. It's career people who almost think they're some sort of hereditary elite, you know, whose role in the world is to preserve the world order, not to serve the United States. And these people despise President Trump. So it wouldn't surprise me at all that some of these ambassadors who are career Foreign Service officers are engaging in exactly what Congressman Meadows says.
And remember, the ambassador was from Australia that was involved in this. I was doing the thing with Papadopoulos, and it was a setup. He seemed to have been an FBI asset also. So he is spot on this. I know when I was there, these career diplomats are notoriously kind of in the Jimmy Carter mode of foreign affairs. They will not stretch the envelope, push the envelope out at all. So let's listen to J. Christian Adams on Inside Undermining the President.
So you might need somebody on the ground to relay information or confirm information that are in another country that happen to be Americans, and an ambassadorship is where to look. Where would you look first?
Well, look, you need to understand something, that Congressman Meadows is very close to these things. Remember, he was the congressman who first knew before the media did that the FISA warrants against Trump campaign officials were based on cooked up phony information, the dossier, Bruce Orr at the Justice Department. Congressman Meadows knew that information way in advance. So he's been very good on these things and learning about them before the rest of the country does. So I think that he has a track record of reliability that really is going to make this an interesting story to follow.
It's interesting, too, that as we get this testimony little by little from all these players that gave their testimony behind closed doors during the last Congress, we find out that Bruce Orr was a key component of this, even talking with Chris Steele after Chris Steele had been fired and removed because the FBI still wanted his information, which, according to the person who really mentored Christopher Steele, was unverified and not valid.
Right, and this goes back to during the Obama holder years, this cultivation of the entire deep state between people like Bruce Orr and outside media sources, friends of the Democratic Party. So when Trump takes over in 2017, all of these people use their petty power that they have to undermine the presidency. And that's been the story of the last 2 years, are leftovers from Holder, Obama, the career deep state elites trying to undermine the president.
Excellent discussion with that. Folks, a reminder that this hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Remember, it is a better buy at Brubaker, and they are selling brand new cars and trucks. Go see that Jeep product. Go see the new Ram truck. It is winning all sorts of kudos. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing it until I get it right. Gravy Dale the Great, he's next. Adios.